Then we'll see some rain and chillier temperatures. He'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. An ambitious proposal for a sales tax to fund school facilities in Champaign County fell just 300 votes short of approval yesterday as voters went to the polls en masse. The county's 14 school districts promised varying levels of property tax relief if voters would approve a 1-cent sales tax to pay for new school construction and to pay off old bonds. Urbana School Board Vice President John Dimmitt says he thinks voters might approve the measure at a future time, but not now.
When the school districts got together and started putting this on the ballot, it was before the economy blew up on us, and that happened in the middle, and so actually to come this close, this is pretty good. We'll have to go back and think about it and how we proceed from in the future.
Dimmitt and others still hold out hope that provisional and late-arriving absentee ballots might contain enough yes votes to pass the school sales tax. Those ballots are expected to be counted in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, voters rejected every other tax question on the ballot in Champaign County yesterday. That includes property tax increases for the County Forest Preserve District, for township aid to the poor in the city of Champaign, and for Compromise, Harwood, and Kerr Townships in northeastern Champaign County, as well as a sales tax in Douglas County. Voters in Champaign County kept their incumbents in their seats from the state legislature to county offices, though Democratic County Auditor and Democratic Chairman Tony Fabry survived a close call from Republican Brad Jones. Other current office holders won more easily, and two area lawmakers in Springfield won new terms, including Democrat Naomi Jacobson in the 103rd District. State Representative Bill Black has easily fended off a Democratic challenge from Vermilion County Board Member Lori DeYoung. Black was supposed to have retired this year, but he reconsidered after Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower dropped out of the race. Black was a veteran of 22 years in the legislature. He says his opponent's campaign took on a negative tone after he called himself a recycled candidate, and Black says voters responded. He says DeYoung also failed to recognize his efforts to reach across the political aisle.
As a Republican floor leader, I often have to take some hard positions and call the Democrats on rules violations, poke holes in some of their logic. That's my job. That isn't me. That's a job that I have and a role that I play.
Black says he has good relationships with Democrats like House Speaker Mike Madigan and others who congratulated him on his victory last night. Black says he's optimistic about returning to Springfield with the approaching retirement of Illinois Senate President Emil Jones. He says there's no reason lawmakers can't work together to get the state out of debt. DeYoung couldn't be reached for comment last night, but Vermilion County Democrats say she staged a hard-fought campaign and vowed to run for the House seat again in 2 years. Yesterday's turnout in Champaign County broke one record but didn't exactly smash it. A record 84,417 people went to the polls countywide. That surpasses the old mark set 4 years ago. But in terms of percentage, the 68.5% fell a bit short of 1992's participation rate. However, Clerk Mark Sheldon says since that time, motor voter laws and other attempts to boost registration have cut into turnout percentages. Nevertheless, many polling places were slammed early on Election Day before long lines began to thin out. But for teacher Mary Malloy, the wait was fun, considering the momentous nature of the day.
I saw lots of my neighbors, both on the left and on the right, and everybody was in a good mood. Everybody was talking to each other. So it was a really nice thing to see after this long campaign when it seemed like people were very much at odds, that when the actual national day for this election came, it was such a party feeling.
The county clerk's office reported a few problems with the voting process, particularly in dealing with student voting on the University of Illinois campus. Demands to show multiple identifications prompted an order from the state attorney general's office to stop mandating the extra ID. County Clerk Mark Sheldon says he was simply trying to follow federal law. Illinois will not hold a convention to re-examine the state constitution. More than two-thirds of Illinois' voters said no on a referendum on the issue. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn was a big supporter of the constitutional convention.
You know, when you don't win, you don't cry about it. You just get up and try something next time. And my focus right now, I think, is to try and get the recall amendment on the ballot in Illinois in 2010.
Quinn has long championed granting voters the power to recall elected officials. The Illinois Senate's Republican leader will step down from the post after he suffered a stroke last month. A spokeswoman says Frank Watson of Greenville will not seek re-election to a third term as the Senate's minority chief. The 63-year-old pharmacist suffered a stroke last month while he was campaigning for a colleague. Spokeswoman Patty Hsu says Watson's doctors still expect a full recovery, but he wants to make his health his top concern instead of the demands of leadership. Watson was elected to the House in 1979 and took a Senate seat in 1983. He became minority leader 20 years later. Both parties will be seeking new leaders. Senate President Emil Jones announced his retirement this fall. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser has another in-depth look at weather. And Ed, another nice day today. We're getting spoiled with this, but I guess the other shoe has to drop.
It does, and it will. So I hope you enjoyed the last few days and enjoy today. If you haven't had a chance to enjoy the warm, sunny weather of November, today's your last chance.